Praise the Lord. Anybody ever had a problem of not feeling like you belong somewhere? Anybody ever been there? Well, I got a few of you. I imagine we've all been in places that we have felt like we didn't belong. You know, sometimes you go somewhere with a friend and you don't know anybody or anything, and they want you to go anyway, and you just don't feel right, right? Anybody been there? You know, actually, a number of psychologists and even several Bible scholars have stated that one of the greatest human desires or needs is to belong somewhere or be a part of something. You know, a lot of people deal with rejection and not being accepted. You know, a lot of people are battling with feelings of insecurity and rejection and unworthiness. Because they've never found a place where they feel like they belong. You know, God wants you to know that you belong with Him. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:17, we all know it, but I'm going to read it from the NLT. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. And then you go to Galatians 3:29, Paul writing again. And now that you belong to Christ, belong to Christ, you are true children of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. Now, you know, Paul had a really good revelation of being in Christ. And because of we're in Christ, we belong to the family of God. Paul says that he's not an outsider anymore. He's not rejected anymore. He's accepted. We have a place in the body of Christ. We are part of the family of God. If you've been born again, you belong to Christ. You become a part of the family of God. You know, knowing your identity and knowing where you belong is really very helpful. Actually, when you know you belong somewhere, you're secure. You feel secure. You know, when people don't feel like they belong anywhere or that they're rejected, actually, people that don't feel like they belong don't stay rooted anywhere. That's why you have so many people going to this church for a little while, and then this church for a little while, and this church for a little while. It's because they never get involved, and so they don't ever feel like they belong. You know, people that don't feel like they belong are easily offended. People that don't feel like they belong anywhere, if they see other people that do belong somewhere and they're flourishing and excelling, they want to attack them. You know, you need to settle the question of where do you belong? You know, in Christ, you find where you belong. In Christ, you become a part of the greatest, the biggest family that there is, and that is the family of God. So I want to look at some things from the Word of God today about belonging. Now, I'm going to use Paul as an example here because he's the one that talks about this. Paul knew where he belonged. Do you know where you belong? He said in Acts 27:23, "For last night an angel of the God to whom I belong." Hello now, come on. "And whom I serve stood beside me." Paul was secure because he knew that God, the great I am, he belonged with him. He was secure because he knew that he belonged with El Shaddai, the God that's more than enough. He was secure in where he belonged because he belonged with Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. He knew where he belonged, because he belonged with Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer, or the Lord our physician. Come on. God is our Heavenly Father, and He loves us. You need to get to the point, I don't care if nobody else loves you. I don't care if nobody else cares about you. You can say, I belong to God. I'm part of the family of God. I can be secure. I can stand strong. I can throw my shoulders back and say, I'm part of the family. Hello. You know, many people feel insecure because they don't feel like they belong. Now, you could come to this church and don't feel like you belong because you don't get involved. You know, I've had people say, well, I don't have no friends. Well, go make some. If you want to have a friend, you got to be friendly yourself. Hello. You see, you know, Paul knew where he belonged. He belonged in the family of God, where God's power was available at all times, anywhere, everywhere, all the time. He was a part of the family that has more than enough, the family of God. He was a part of the healthiest family in the world. God's family should be healthy. Hello. God, being a part of God's family, means that He is our deliverer. He's our provider. He is our protector. And the list goes on. You there? Turn to your neighbor and say, where do you belong? Now turn to him again and say, I'm a part of the family of God. I belong to the family of God. Come on now. You see, because we have been born again, we belong to God. We belong in the family of God. What is the responsibility of the head of the family? To take care of the family, to lead the family, to provide for the family. That's what God does, because we are part of His family. You know, if you have possession of something, it's your responsibility to take care of it. How many have a car that belongs to you? Whose responsibility is it to take care of that car? Yeah, it ain't nobody else's. Now, you may tell one of the kids to go out and wash it, but you're still taking the responsibility for taking care of the car. The garage is not going to come down and get the car and bring it in and do a checkup on it. It's your responsibility to take it when it's time to get a checkup. Hello? Since you belong to God and part of His family, He has taken on the responsibility of taking care of you. There's no use for you to feel lonely and that you don't belong. Whenever that feeling comes or it tries to come on you, you need to just scream out with a loud voice, I belong to God. I'm not alone. He will take care of me. Now, Paul knew where he belonged. He belonged in the body of Christ. Ephesians 2:19. I'm going to read the Message Bible here. That's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home. He's using all of us. Irrespective of how we got here and what He's building, He used the apostles, the prophets, for the foundation. Now he's using you, fitting you into in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone that holds all the parts together. We see it taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God. All of us built into it, a temple in which God is quite at home. I want you to notice Jesus is the cornerstone. They didn't know what I was going to preach this morning, but Rich reached back and got Eugene's song there. I love that song. How many of you remember that song? And we sang it this morning. He's the cornerstone. But remember, Peter said, we are lively stones being built together in the family of God. Each one of us fits into the family of God. There are no misfits. You belong in the family of God. And he'll find a place to fit you in. Now, you know, I was watching them as they put some rock down here. You know, in on the youth building, you know that first of all, they're just that metal post out there. But then how many of you watch them put the rock around it, right? I noticed that they had to get rock and sometimes had to chip it off to shape it to fit it in the place that it's supposed to be. Anybody ever watch anybody do that? Anybody ever watch? I watched when I was associate pastor, I watched a bricklayer laying the brick and they get close to the end. Now a whole brick won't fit in there. They're coming up to the corner. They got a tool. They take it and they cut that brick off and make it fit right in there perfectly. Hey, that's what God does with you. You may have some rough edges. You may have some rough corners. But he knocks them off of you and fits you in where he needs you in his body, the body of Christ. You, if you've been born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you belong in the body. You have a place in the body. I don't care where you come from, what you've done, what your name is, what you look like, what color you are, how much education you have, whether you don't have any education at all. We are all part of the family of God. We all belong together. And if everybody gets in their place and fits together, man, look what we can accomplish. Remember in the Old Testament at the Tower of Babel, when they all got together where they belonged together, God said, hey, I got to do something here. Because he knew when you come together and you all belong together and you all have you're on the same page, you all have the same definition, you all have the same vision, you're all saying the same thing, I'll tell you what, something starts happening. That's what's happening here at Rhema. We are coming together with the vision. We are putting it on that screen. Every Sunday we're showing you the vision of Rhema Bible Church. That is where the word is preached. That's where we have a good youth and children's program and a good music program. Well, that's why we're asking everybody to get involved, because we all belong here. You belong in this place. God brought you here. Even if you just brought here as a student, God brought you here for a reason. He's got a place for you. He's going to fit you in it. That's why we tell you, get involved. And I'm going to tell you what, something's going to take place around here. You are a part of his kingdom. You belong in the family of God, and you have work to do. I know all of us, most of us grew up in a family. I had in my family, I had chores I had to do. Anybody that way? I had to keep the grass mowed. Yeah. And at supper time, it's dinner now, but we called it supper back. Anybody know when we used to call it supper? It was breakfast, lunch. It was breakfast, lunch, and supper. Yeah. Supper, yeah. Yeah, breakfast, dinner, and supper. I'll get it here in a minute. I'm thinking about what I'm going to say. But my sister and I, there's just the two of us. So we had to clean the kitchen every night. Well, I would eat real fast so I could wash because I hated drying. I still don't like to dry. If I eat a bowl of cereal or something, I'll go wash the bowl out. Then I put a cup towel down and I just set it on the sink and somebody else can take care of drying it. But we all have responsibilities. See, in the family. How many of you grew up in a family where you had several siblings? And everybody had a certain job to do. Oh, there was a job that I hated. I didn't like to do it. And I guarantee you I got to go have some help with this with some of the more mature people like me. We're not old. We're just mature. We had what you call linoleum floors. Anybody know about linoleum floor? And we had something called Johnson's Paste Wax. You get out on your hands and knees and you put that on. And then you have to wait till it forms that white coat, dries. Now you got to get back down there on your hands and knees and you got to polish it off. Oh, I see. I got some help. I got some people out there with me. That was a chore. That was my chore. That was part of my family chore to do the kitchen and the bathroom because they had linoleum in both those places, and I had to do it. And I tell you what, I get upset if somebody, I had just got to putting that polish down and somebody wants to come and walk on my floor. We all belong to the family of God. And we all have a place. And if we'll just stay steady where we are in the local family. See, we got the body of Christ, and that's in my next, that's what's next. We're in the body of Christ, okay? But we have a local body. And we need to get involved. Because we belong to Christ. You know, some people say, well, I'm so unworthy. Are you born again? God never made an unworthy person. When you were born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, you became worthy. You became something. You became somebody. So quit letting the devil tell you that you're unworthy and that you don't belong and that because of your past. Hey, you don't have a past. The Word of God says that when you become a part of the family of God, the Word of God says that that doesn't exist anymore. The person that made all of those mistakes, the person that did all of those deeds, is dead. Yes. Gone. Done away with. You become a brand new person in Christ with a brand new book to write on the pages. They're blank. You're a part of the family of God now. You can write a new book. And you can put on there, whatever you want. I put my name, Kenneth Hagin, a part of the family of God. The old Kenneth Hagin died. The new Kenneth Hagin is alive in the family of God. I belong, and I'm going to do what God told me to do. And then I can continue writing all of the things that God said. God said, I'm healed. God said, I'm whole. God said, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. God said that I can have whatever he said belongs to me. Woo. Glory to God. I don't know about you. I done got myself excited preaching about being a part of the family. Come on now. Yeah. You see, because we're a part of the body of Christ. We become a part of the local body. Rhema Bible Church. That's us. And because we're part of the local body as well as the ecclesia, the body of Christ. You see, the body of Christ is all over the world. You don't see it, but you got brothers and sisters in Africa, in Asia, in Oceania, in the islands, South America, Central America. We got the body of Christ is all over the world. But there are local bodies that you belong. See, everybody, if you've been born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are part of the family of God. But there are local bodies. This is the Rhema family. How many of you are part of them, belong to the Rhema family? Hallelujah. Now, you got chores. Get involved. Paul knew that because he was a part of the family of God, Paul knew that some things belong to him because of that. There's a fellow by the name of Kenneth Hagin. Kenneth E., not Kenneth W. I'm Kenneth W. Kenneth E. Hagin. Everything God did in Christ belongs to the church, the body of Christ. And everything God did for us was intended to bless us, to enable us to carry out his plan. That's on knowing what belongs to you on page 3. Everything Christ bought and paid for at Calvary belongs to the church, the ecclesia, the called out one, the body, but to the local body of believers, the family of God. That's found on page 29 of that same book. See, when you know what belongs to you, then nobody can take it away from you. You know, now, how many of you own a house? If you come home from church, there is a moving band there, and they're moving all your stuff out, and a person comes up and says, "Well, listen, here's the deed. This house is mine now. I'm selling all this junk." Call you stuff junk, you know. Sometimes us husbands feel that way when we got to move furniture around. I got any helpers in here this morning? Oh, I see some of you only put your hand at half mass. It's all right, Brother Ernie. You can hold your hand. Wanda won't get you. She won't hit you upside the head. I'm just kidding with you guys. You see, and they said they had the deed. I guess you'll just go back to the car and say, "Well, wife, kids, you know, we've been paying payments on this house. In fact, it'll be paid off next year. But I guess we don't own it no more. We might as well go over Uncle Johnny, see if he let us stay with him." Ain't a one of you do that. Come on now. So why do you back off so easy when the devil backs his moving van up and starts unloading all this stuff on top of you? Why you belong to the family? Hey, wait a minute. You ain't got no right to do that. You can't unload that junk on me. I belong to the family of God. And because I belong to the family of God, the blessings is mine. Get them curses out of here. Go on, kick him out. See, sometimes you got to get violent with the devil. He'll get violent with you, so you need to get violent with him. Kick the fire out of him. Yeah, Denise was about, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years old. And she'd wake up crying. She had fever. I would pray for her. We'd go in there and pray for her. Fever would leave. And we'd go back and go to sleep. An hour later, She wakes up crying, burning up in fever again. About the third time, I said, "That's enough is enough." You can ask my wife. She'll tell you I actually did this. I said, "Mr. Devil, you don't belong in this house. I'm kicking you out." I actually physically kicked him down the hall. I kicked him down the stairs. I did. I said, "Devil, get out of here. You don't belong here." I opened the front door. I just didn't kick him off the front door. I kicked him all the way to there's a big storm steward right in front of my house. I kicked him all the way, and I kicked him down there. I said, "Where you belong, in the sewer anyway. Don't you come back in my house." Why? Because I belong to the family of God, and healing belongs to me. Good things belong to me. See, what we need to realize is that the spirit on the inside of us bears witness in our spirit that we are the children of God. That means we belong to the family of God. Come on now. We need to get a hold of the fact that we are part of the family. You don't boast about you're a part of this or you're a part of Paul or Apollos there in 1 Corinthians 3:21. I want you to know everything that belongs to you, them, belongs to us. Some people say, "Well, I'm a part of this group. I'm a part of that group." No, you're a part of the Rhema Bible Church, but totally we're a part of the family of God. And because we're part of the family of God, we have all those blessings. Somebody said, "Well, I'm going through all kinds of trials." Yeah, the Bible said we would. But James said, "Count it all joy." And Paul said, "These things are only temporary." That means they ain't going to last. Why? Because I'm in the family. The devil may be trying to take my money, but he can't. Because I'm in the family. And all my needs are met. He may be trying to take my health, but he can't, because I'm in the family. Come on now. If we in the family of God, all the blessings belong to us. Nothing can take them away from us. Come on now. You know, Dad said again in that same book, Knowing What Belongs to You, he said, many Christians don't know that all the blessings are already theirs. And they're praying and fasting to get the blessing. Why do you have to pray and fast to get something that already belongs to you? If I got a lawnmower sitting in the garage, I don't have to sit in the house and, "Well, I sure wish my lawn would get mowed. I need to mow my lawn." You don't have to sit in there and think, all you got to do is go out there and crank the thing up and go, it belongs to you. Too many Christians are trying to get what already belongs to them. Why? Because we're part of the family of God. Glory to God. I don't know about y'all. I done got happy today. I'm part of the greatest, the best, the biggest family in the world. And it can't be taken away from me. Now I realize we got people here from other nations, and thank God, because the Rhema Bible Local Church is a varied congregation, not just in how we look, but from all over the world. But I'm going to ask, how many of you are American citizens? All right. In fact, Paula Holland, she's from Brazil. She just become, I saw she just this last week become American citizen, one of our people around here. Yeah. Paula's probably here somewhere. Oh, where she is. But the only way that citizenship could be taken away from you is for you to renounce it. Hello? You have become a part of the family of God. The only way that can be taken away from you is for you to turn against it, turn away from it. Then all the blessings don't belong to you. Hello? Everybody stand up. Say this with me. I am a part of the family of God. God is the father of this family. And because I'm in the family, everything that God says belongs to me, is mine. Thank God. Nobody can take it away from me. The only way that it will not happen is if I don't make it happen. I believe what the Word of God says. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I belong to the family of God. And every blessing, every promise in the book belongs to me because I'm an heir and a joint heir of Jesus Christ from God. He is the Father. I am the heir. I am part of the family. It belongs to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Bow your heads for just a moment, please. If you're in this place and you've never been born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the way you get in the family. And you want to get in this great family of God. I want to pray with you. If you know what it is to belong to the family, but you walked away and you need to rededicate. See, you can belong to a family, but you can walk away from all that belongs to you by walking away from the family. And you say, I need to rededicate my life to God today. Anyone you need to become a part of the family, or you need to get back in fellowship with the family. Let me see your hand. I want to pray with you, and I'll pray for you upstairs, downstairs, anywhere in this room. Right anywhere, anywhere, anywhere. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, raise your hands and thank God. I don't see any hands. Father, if there happen to be one here that needs you, I pray that the convicting power of God will go with them in Jesus' name. Seem like you got something you wanted to sing? Yes, well, let's sing it.
We're one in the family. We're one in the Lord. Bound by His Spirit, we're washed in His blood.
That's great, man. That's that. Oh, hey, families help one another. Families encourage one another. Families are there for each other in the hour of need. Praise the Lord. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Let's all get involved. I saw on Facebook, Brother Grady Pickett, they were just here. In fact, they just left going back. I think they're still in Turkey. I am not sure. but the place where that a lot of things that they do over there, they got rocketed and really, and some of the people got killed, I think. So let's pray for them and pray for the pickets. They're over there on the front line. I mean, on the front line, both spiritually and naturally. So praise God. Hallelujah. Pray for them. Let's pray for all of our Rhema people. In fact, I see Linwood and Laura there. They're back here from Sardinia. Man, good to have you guys. If there's any of the rest of you Rhema people that are here, I just don't see you, okay? Praise God. Hey, 1,778 on Rhema TV and on Facebook Live, 1,141. Praise God. Hallelujah. So glad to have all of our e-church out there with us. Thank you for being a part. Praise God. Hey, tonight, 6 o'clock, be here. Hey, myself and Lynette and the Crusade team is going to get on the plane in just a little bit. Fly over to Jonesboro, Arkansas. We're going to be there tonight. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. So if you know anybody in that, that's that northwest Arkansas area over there, hey, let them know about it. And northeast. So yeah, it is northeast. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, Tony. Need all the help I can get, I can tell you that. Northeast Arkansas. Hey, come on out. If you're watching there, you're close by, come on out there to Jonesboro. And it's going to be a great time. But y'all be here, okay? Praise the Lord. All right. Connection team, go find those first-time guests. We are so glad that they came. Once again, if you're looking for a home church, what we say, church, welcome home. Come on, join us. We have a great time. The family around here, Rhema family, we call ourselves. Amen. Hey, on the screen is where everybody's going to be at the doors. If you want to see any of us, that's where we're going to be today. I'm going to the north door. Hey, we'll see you next Sunday morning. I'll be here. But hey, we got Sunday night and we got Wednesday night, so you be here, okay? God bless. We'll see y'all. Let's sing and then they'll dismiss it. Hey, let me get down that aisle right there, all right? God bless.
We have overcome.